Track 9. Volunteer's Tales. This month's Volunteer's Tale was written by Paul Henderson, a Chatterbox volunteer who has generously shared his home with a mother and daughter from Ukraine. Sam Elmhurst will read Paul's story.
My Polish father-in-law was born in Lviv before the Second World War, when, as it was part of Poland, it was called Lvov. Now, aged 15, he was transported by Russians in cattle trucks to a camp in the Ural Mountains, where he and other Polish men were expected to dig for platinum and gold. Now, after the Russians joined the Allies against Nazi Germany, he was able to join a division of the British Army, and eventually, after the war, he settled in Essex. He married an English woman and had a family. And meanwhile, the borders in Eastern Europe were redrawn, putting Lvov into the Ukraine, and his mother and sister were resettled in Western Poland, which had become part of Germany. So when the Russians invaded the Ukraine last year, our nation was asked to help by providing homes for Ukrainians who were fleeing from the horror of war. Now, given the family connection with Lviv, I know that my wife would have wanted to help somehow. But however, she had developed a rare form of dementia and was then living in a care home. So I signed up on the government website, registering my willingness to offer space for Ukrainians in my home in Norwich. And 6 months later, I was contacted by someone from the city council, asking whether I was still prepared to help some Ukrainians. Well, I admit that my initial enthusiasm had somewhat diminished after the delay, but the reasons to help remained the same, and I confess that my house felt rather empty with just me rattling around in it. So, in January of 2023, I met Oksana and her 15-year-old daughter Sasha from Vilnogorsk, eastern Ukraine. They had been living for a few months with other hosts in Norwich, sharing one bedroom, and I sensed that the parent-child relationship had reached breaking point. Well, it was not difficult to offer them a bedroom each in my home. I was not surprised when they accepted with much enthusiasm. Oksana works as a cleaner in a local hotel, and although she was having lessons in English, she's found it more difficult to learn the intricacies of the English language, and it probably doesn't help that most of her co-workers are either Ukrainians or Poles. But Sasha, who attends a local secondary school and has therefore been exposed to English all day, is much more confident, even to the extent of saying that school is boring, perhaps like most 15-year-old pupils. We have shared the kitchen and the cooking, which has led to some interesting exchanges, particularly about the amounts of salt, sugar and cheese that Oksana wants to include in almost every dish. But ice cream seems to be the only dessert that Sasha really likes, but at least I have introduced her to toad in the hole, guacamole and rhubarb. Well, they have been remarkably easy guests in my house. I did anticipate that there might be more difficulties than there have been. Oksana was naturally concerned when Sasha was summoned to have some vaccinations that every child in schools normally have. But with the help of NHS documentation in Ukrainian, all concerns were resolved. Sasha's education appears to be progressing well, but she has pursued her main enthusiasm for art to a greater extent in my home, where I've been able to provide materials that my wife had abandoned. My major concern was that Sasha was often left to fend for herself at weekends when her mother was out working, but her passion for art has been a good distraction. And I've often wondered how I would have coped if I had been forced to flee my home country because of a hostile invasion. I mean, would I have found work? Would I have managed to accept somebody else's hospitality with equanimity? Would I have been able to learn another language at my age? Would I have understood the bureaucracy that surrounds any immigrant into our country? And when I think of these issues, I have to admire the way Oksana and Sasha have coped with these issues. I sense that Oksana has decided that her future lies within the UK and is finding her way through the challenges that she meets. She is working, but she's frustrated by her slowness at learning the English language, which might give her the opportunity to find a more rewarding, both financially and mentally, job. Her mobile phone is her best ally to help her cope with the mental challenges. She can translate difficult English with it, and she can stay in touch with her family in Ukraine by means of it, and she can even watch TV and films on it, preferably in her own language. Sasha's view of the future is somewhat different from her mother's. She has always said to me that she wants to be a teenager in Ukraine. She's been brought here for her safety's sake, but it's her mother who is determining her future. And Sasha is rapidly reaching the age when she will prefer, and be able to, make up her own mind as to where she wants to grow up. Well, I was not convinced that when they went back to the Ukraine over last summer, that Sasha would definitely return. Spending time with her wider family and friends back in Vilnigorsk, which has not yet been bombed, did exert a pull on her emotional ties to stay there. But then she saw how the war in the Ukraine has affected her homeland with more than just bombs, and she decided to return here. I hope that she will find her second year here more acceptable and rewarding. And there are already signs, as she and her mother move into a council flat, that they are both finding friends in Norwich who want to help and be part of their new lives. And I hope that inviting Oksana and Sasha into my house for 7 months and letting them become surrogate members of my family has helped them. But the real test for them will now be that they are having to face the next challenges on their own. Their presence here has certainly reminded me how fortunate we are, and that we should not be so wrapped up in our own world, forgetting to think about and to help others.
Thank you, Sam, for reading that very thought-provoking contribution from Paul Henderson.